The moment you allow the stuff of life to take the wheel is the moment your day runs into the ditch. Today on Growing Hope, we talk about creating a stuff stratagem and the five things you need to do to learn unconditional love, because we need love to live in purpose.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are having fun, making friends, and finding ways to be relentlessly helpful. Even when the day doesn't go as planned. Or it doesn't really seem to go at all. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, because some days, the only way you're going to get through it is with a little bit of twisted encouragement. Times can get tough. Like, say, when your computer crashes just as you get everything going in your new business venture, and you have to find a way to get things corrected and repaired. And then the new computer crashes just as you regain your balance. And so you figure out a way to work around all that. And just as you get going again, you guessed it, the computer crashes. It would be funny if it weren't so painful. But no matter what the stuff is that's happening, stuff's going to happen to you or against you or even for you. The next step is to determine your focus and your choice. And once you do that, then you can get around the stuff. There's always going to be moments when you want to give up or to give in, which is why we need those snarky rainbows in our lives, the people that tell us it's okay to keep going, that help us find the smile that keeps us going when we want to throw up our hands and give up on all of it, because those moments will happen. I confess, I've been dealing with those moments myself. The second crash just about did me in. I truly was ready to give up. But the encouragement I received from my Twitter peeps like Tom and Andrea and Deborah and all of the goal chat folks, that helped me find my footing and keep going. And this time when it crashed, I had been so determined. I had locked onto my goals like a baby alligator. Because according to something I read, or maybe something I made up, when a baby alligator bites down, it won't let go. So I was determined as a baby alligator. I knew if I was going to get it done, I was going to have to do it. And I knew where I wanted to go. Not just for me, because my true passion is to fuel your passion living, to dare you to dream big and to live bold in your unique purpose and path and design. And I can't quit doing that, because if I quit, then I quit on you. So when the third crash happened, I wasn't really shocked. Now, I was annoyed. I was frustrated. But I wasn't shocked into crying like with the first two crashes. I guess once you get used to it, you're used to it. It's kind of like when my car kept breaking down when I was younger. My first car was a Chevy Chevette. And anyone that ever rode in me with that in that Chevy Chevette will tell you that it's a miracle we survived just driving in that Chevy Chevette. And it broke down all the time, so much so that I was just used to it. So I think I kind of got to that place with the computer. I quit depending so much on the technology, and that made a difference for me. So this time, I knew I would have to get a little more creative and a little more unique in the me going. And what I found was a way not only to get it done, but to make it portable, which is actually something that I had wanted to do all along. So this crash pushed me to get to where I wanted to be. Sometimes the troubles that we see are not really the troubles we think they are. Sometimes they're an opportunity we just didn't expect. Stuff is going to happen, but it is what you do next that truly matters the most. You can choose to give the stuff the wheel and run into a ditch, or you can refuse to allow the stuff control. Find your way to make the choice to block the stuff when it starts to attack. You may not be able to keep the stuff from happening. And truth is, you probably can't keep the stuff from happening, because stuff's happening all the time. stuff happens whether you want it to or not. So you have to find a way to make the choice to keep going. And you make the choice to keep going when you keep your focus on the next step instead of the attacks. A focused life will fuel persistent pursuit. If your actions depend on the circumstance around you, whether it's the good stuff or the bad stuff, then you're going to spend more time in the ditch than you are journeying down the road, because you can't depend on stuff. Just like you can't depend on the technology, you are the only part of the puzzle that you can truly depend on. If you're going to be focused, then you have to be locked into who you are and what you're doing, and you have to unlock the heart seat of your uniqueness and find your way and your path to grow it up into all of your possibilities, your unique possibilities, because the possibilities are unique only to you. One of the biggest parts of this journey is being a blessing to others, because you will never truly fulfill your purpose path until you focus on blessing people. The heart seed of who you are is fundamentally about others. As wonky as it might sound when you hold it up to the world's standards, it is all about relationships. You need to find your way to practice and invest in unconditional love. And unconditional love is simply loving without conditions, without expectations or requirements from others. Unconditional love creates a solid foundation for growing up relationships. And it's all about relationships. So first, just let it go. You're never going to elevate to a place of unconditional love as long as you carry along conditions rooted in the past. Many years ago, I was harassed. In today's terminology, it would likely have been stalking, but back in that time, unless there was some type of inner injury involved, it was not stalking. But this particular harassment followed me for months. And really years into marriage and into my first pregnancy. And I ended up being a witness for the prosecution in an attempt to stop this harassment. And all these years later, it still turns my stomach sometimes when I think about it. I mean, a hurt like that is tough to release. And you really can't release it on your own. And you're not really supposed to release it on your own. That's why the first part of this journey is about setting that foundational relationship with God, because He is what's going to push you to be stronger than the feelings and the emotions that surround these circumstances. And when you get past the feelings and emotions, that's what allows you to grow to a place of unconditional love. The bigger the hurt is, the easier it's going to be to excuse the lack of unconditional. But little hurts, they pile up, and they can be just as dangerous when they do. And as a matter of fact, little ones can not only pile up, but then they collapse on top of us. We all have those hurts and pains and the little bits of piled up, but we have to make the choice to let it go. The second thing is to stop counting. If you're asking how many times that you should, then you're putting limits on the unconditional, which is not possible. Unconditional is by definition unlimited. The other morning I got up to make breakfast for the family before they headed off to school. All I asked of them was that someone would empty the dishwasher and someone else would empty the garbage can. I mean, the dishwasher had been sitting there waiting for days, and the trash can was in its full-blown Tetris mode. Because we play trash Tetris in this house. I don't know about you. So I wanted to focus on breakfast and about getting everything done out at the right time and together. When I had finished cooking, no one else had done anything, and the dishwasher still needed to be emptied, the trash needed to be emptied, and so I did it. I just did it. Because that truly is what unconditional love is. It's just doing it. Instead of waiting and whining and nagging, it's just doing it. Unconditional love is an act of service without counting the times that you've done it. The third thing is to talk about others. Not to others, but to God. A blunt conversation with God about what others should do, are doing, or you think they need to do, is going to put things into the right perspective. It may not be the perspective you want, but it will be the right perspective. My husband was driving me crazy. I'm sure I'm the first spouse that's ever been pushed to the edge by another spouse, but there I was, annoyed, completely unable to focus, and all because of something my husband had done. So I took a walk, and I had a talk with God, and I explained to God all the wrong things with the situation and how God needed to fix him. Not the situation, but my husband. It was my husband that had to be broken because, I mean, seriously, it wasn't me. There's a story in scripture told in the Gospel of John where Peter's asking about the disciple John, and Jesus just turns to Peter and says, "You let me worry about John, you worry about Peter." Well, it wasn't audible, but I'm pretty sure that that was the message that came at me, was kind of bell-ringing clarity. It wasn't the answer I wanted. I had wanted God to wave his little wand and make my husband fixed. He needed fixing. But instead, what I got was a revelation that if I would focus on my heart and my journey, then God would take care of the rest, his way and in his time. Let Jesus worry about John. You focus on you. And when you have a blunt talk with God about the others around you, then it clarifies that understanding. The fourth thing is to move past the world and the limits the world sets. The world will never grasp the truth of the power that comes from unconditional love. As a matter of fact, the world is going to tell you that when you walk out unconditional love, you're weak. The world will tell you that unconditional love makes you a doormat. The world doesn't get it, and the world never will. True unconditional love is not about giving others everything that they want. God is unconditional love, and believe me, he didn't send me a herd of horses galloping up my drive when I was little, no matter how much I wanted them. He still hasn't. I've looked. Unconditional love is about acceptance, instilling courage for a purpose, and a willingness to serve with mercy and grace, and just being okay with saying no when it's not any of those things. Unconditional love is about loving without limits, not about doing without limits, which is one of the main reasons the world will never understand. And finally, grow up a heart for service where you're focused on doing for others. When you do for others without expectation of return, and when you do without a possibility of reciprocal actions, then you create room for the unconditional heart to bloom. When my children were infants, I got up every few hours to feed them. They didn't do anything to deserve my actions and behaviors. There were days when I'm pretty certain that they were actively invested in doing everything to make me crazy. But even when they were being disagreeable or ornery or whatever, even then, I made the choice to get up and feed them. Even when I'd already done what I thought needed to be done, I still got up to care for them, because that's what unconditional love does. Unconditional love does what needs to be done, not because the other person necessarily deserves it, or even the other person has banked enough points to get it, but simply because that is what love does. The best way to get beyond the limit view of love is to stop seeing the other person as the receiver of your service. Do unto God, not unto man. Do what you do as if you were doing it for God, and imagine God sitting there instead of the person. When you change that attitude, to change that focus of your service, then you often change the attitude for how you serve. If you're going to live bold in purpose and on purpose, then you're going to have to get to that place where you are living unconditionally. The most important part of this journey is that you find your way. As long as you're trying to do it the way others dictate, you're going to struggle. As long as you're waiting for things to determine the path, you're going to end up in the ditch. You determine, you define, you decide, you take the action. Stuff is going to happen. sometimes the stuff will be good. Sometimes the stuff will be bad. And sometimes the stuff will just be in the way. Make the choice that allows you to address the stuff without giving the stuff the will. You don't control when or if stuff will happen, but you do control what happens when stuff shows up. What you choose to do makes all the difference in your world. So create a stuff stratagem. One, how do you normally react when stuff happens? I mean, get serious about that. Review it. Think about it. Two, what can you do different so that you manage the stuff and take intentional action instead of letting stuff take control? It is that simple, and it is your choice. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I'm looking forward to hearing your stories of stuff and also your tales of unconditional love. Tell me about what you've given and tell me about how you've received unconditional love, because sometimes we learn more from how we receive it than how we've given it. Connect with me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group or by visiting growinghoperadio.com or snarkyrainbows.com. Take charge of the stuff. Make the choice for unconditional love and give flight to your big dreams. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.